When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Welcome, everybody, to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It is Sunday. It is the last Sunday of the month, which means that it's Positive Talk Radio with Kevin McDonald. And that's me, by the way. And I've got an important announcement that I'm going to be making here in a few minutes. But I just wanted to make sure that I've got all my numbers up and ready to go and all that stuff. And let's see. I'm all ready to go. So, again, this is Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It is the last Sunday of the month, which allows me to come here and play with you guys. And I really enjoy this time that we have together. We've got a great show for you today, which I'll talk about in just a minute. But before we go there, I'd like to introduce Nathan. He is the producer of the show, and he's standing right there in the studio. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, and good morning, Kevin. Happy
good
Sunday.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Not looking forward to the rain and storms coming up here pretty soon, but it's only going to be pretty short-lived, I think.
Now, I was going to talk to you about that. Because
as we do each
I'm
week.
Having my roof is scheduled to be redone tomorrow.
Ooh.
Can you tell me whether my house is going to get re-roofed tomorrow or not?
Well, if you're not looking for some rain, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to pick a different day because later this evening and afternoon, we'll start to see increasing clouds, a little bit of rain and joining into the mix, and then tomorrow is when the storms really start to kick in. And think about last week and basically another replication of what happened last week when we had a stronger winds and rain and even a few scattered thunderstorms maybe. And those will last on Monday and Tuesday before they dissipate on Wednesday, becoming partly sunny again through the end of the week.
Now, I know what kind of power that you have. Can you please rearrange that so that I have a window on Monday, and then the rain can come on Tuesday? Is that okay?
Well, I'm tall enough. I think I can reach up into the sky and just push it all to the side, you know, just stand where your house is and just keep waving my hands, creating a giant fan.
He is a big guy, by the way, for those of you that haven't had a chance to meet him. He's a wonderful man. He's a great producer and does a wonderful job, and it's awesome. Yeah, and there are things that are in the world, in the works, I got to tell you about, and Nathan knows about them already, I think, because so tell me, what do we know that's happening soon?
Well, let's just say you're going to get a little bit more vocal here at KKNW. If you get annoyed by Kevin, well, I'm sorry to say that you're probably going to be
gonna
hearing
more
annoyed. Of him.
And exactly. Well, you know, it was interesting. This has been 18 years in the works. I started on KKNW in 2003. They had just flipped their format from, they were an all news CNN affiliate, and they changed their format to what they call a block programming format where you could go on the air. And by the way, I want to talk about that a little bit because this station is unique to not only this market, but it's unique to a lot of markets because it is not a corporately run radio station. It is run by the individuals who choose to buy time, and so therefore you get a wider variety of content, and you also get a great deal of diversity and people that are out there to do things that are not being dictated to by corporate interest. Would you call that correct, sir?
Sounds about right. I mean, we do have our top of the hour syndicated news programs, but that's just to give you a little bit of time in between shows to let the previous one clear out and then let the next one come in. And we're all one big happy family here.
Exactly. And everybody seems to get along, and we have lots and lots of variety, lots of different shows. Well, one of the shows that you don't have or haven't had for a period of time, well, 18 years, I suppose, is a reasonable period of time, and that would be Positive Talk Radio. I started Positive Talk Radio with the idea that we wanted to educate, entertain, enlighten, and inspire people to live their lives just a little bit better. And we had quite a, we were developing quite a little following, and it was a really good show, and I really enjoyed it. And today, in the first hour, we're going to talk about that because I'm coming back. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, I'm coming back to KKNW. I got a call from the gentleman by the name of Eric. There are so many Erics in the world. It's good for me because I don't have to recognize anybody else's name except for Nathan, who is sometimes I call Nathaniel.
I think you got three to deal with now.
I do. Erics. And on Wednesdays, I'm going to have the Eric and Eric show. And so, but at 10 o'clock today, we've got a gal who's going to come on. She's an author, and she's written the book, Call Me a Woman, Our Way to Equality and Peace. She is an award-winning author, a number one bestseller, and she's going to be with us for the entire hour. And we're going to talk about women. Not that there are any women listening, of course, but we're going to talk about you and where you were 100 years ago and where you're going today. It really is quite a fascinating read, the book she has out. It's really cool. And then in the second area at 11 o'clock, we have a gentleman by the name of Paul Draper who's going to be on the show. And Paul Draper is a comedy presenter, mind reader, and speaker who's appeared on the History Channel, A&E, HBO, stop if you've heard this before, Hallmark, the Travel Channel, and shows like Hell's Kitchen, Pawn Stars, Ghost Adventures, Mind Freak, and House Hunters. Paul has appeared with David he's appeared with David Copperfield, can you imagine? Lance Burton and Teller of Penn and Teller as an expert on the History Channel. He's performed for the HP Comedy Fest at Caesar's Palace and hosted companion documentaries for Steven Spielberg's Poltergeist. Did you ever see that movie Poltergeist?
A lot of those sound familiar, but I'd have to go back and double check.
Oh, Poltergeist at the time was to the metaphysical genre as Jaws was to the marine biology genre, because the special effects were just nothing short of amazing.
Kind of reminds me of something like Chucky, just looking at the poster of it.
Exactly. But it was about there was a little girl, and so I'm sad that she's passed now. But a little girl, and she was sitting in front of the TV, and it was just the snow of the screen. There was no channel on, and she looked back at her dad, and she said, "They're here," and it was a spine tingling moment, because then ghosts started appearing everywhere, and it was really a fun movie. So he was part of that as well. So he's going to be on at 11 o'clock, and he's going to read Nathan's mind. So keep it clean, Nathan. And I hope that we're going to have a great time talking to him. That'll be so much fun. And I want to remind everybody, again, this is Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and this is the last Sunday of the month, which is why she's not here and I am. But if you want to find out more about Martha, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, and you can find out all about what she does there. And she's an animal behavioral therapist, and so she can come to your house and work with your dog and work with your cat and work with you so that you guys can all form one happy family and be together. She's extraordinary at what she does, and she's been doing it longer than she's been doing this radio show, which has been somewhere over 25 years, I do believe, Nathan. Isn't that right?
Oh, a long time, and, you know, even more before that, too.
Yeah, she's been on Como. She was on KVI. She landed here at the same time that I was here in 2003. And she determined that at one point that, well, I determined that at one point I couldn't afford to do the show anymore, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. And, but she did, she's done, been on KKNW since 2003. So she's one of the senior people here, and I'm just really fortunate that she's allowed me to be here with you all, because it's been quite a ride, and I'm hoping that it will continue into the future. So well, we got a, excuse me, we got a little bit of time. So Nathan, when did you hear that Positive Talk Radio was coming back?
Sometime after your last show that you had last month, maybe about during that week. It was pretty quick.
Well, you know, the other Eric, because there are two Erics at the station. One is the operation director, and that is Eric Burris. And then the other one is Eric Crema, and he is the head sales guy for all of the for the entire station. All five of them, I believe, that are at Hubbard and in Seattle. And I got a call from his one of his salespeople who said, "We heard a rumor that you might be interested in coming back. Don't know where it came from, but I'm glad they called, because I needed a little bit of a push." And so we struck a deal. And unlike Positive Talk that was there 18 years ago, we're not going to be on 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's yet to be determined down the road. But right now, we are going to do the show on Mondays at 9 and Wednesdays at 4. And they, so write that down, Mondays at 9, Wednesdays at 4. And we are going to be doing the great same great content that we did before. As a matter of fact, I've got to tell you, and I'm going to wait till probably after the first break, but I got to tell you that there's a reason why I'm coming back. And you're going to hear the reasons why in a little bit here, because it's really has been something that I love doing, and I still love doing. I'm passionate about it. It's important, and I've actually even gotten more involved with it with My Independence Report, which now has 385 episodes, and you can go there and you can listen for roughly at this point 2.5 weeks for 24 hours a day. And there's that many episodes that are up there. So that's myindependencereport.com. You go there. You can also go to positivetalkradio.net, and you can find out more about the show, the people who are involved, and all of that. So we're really excited about it. And, you know, it was funny, Nathan, the salesperson whose name is, I believe, Katie, who is that right?
I believe so.
And she wasn't around way back when, but when news came down the pike that I was talking about coming back, she was like, "Wow, everybody likes you around here." I don't know why that is, but she said, "Everybody likes you. Everybody's excited about you coming back." So I thought that was a really cool thing for her to say. You weren't around back then. You were like in diapers in 18 years ago.
Close to it.
Yeah. And so you were very young, and I was younger. And now I'm a little longer in the tooth, but I still love doing this, and I still love talking to you and our audience and the people that are involved. And by the way, since it's the news is now out that I'm coming back, if you are one of those people, and there are some people out there that have been listening to this show or listening to KKNW for 18 years, I would love for you to come and call in and to tell your experience of Positive Talk Radio way back when, and so the people that are listening now that weren't here 18 years ago can get an idea of what we're talking about. And I've got some clips lined up from the last show that I did, and let me set this up for you, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll play one or two. The last show that I did on KKNW was a surprise. It was a surprise to me. It was a surprise to everybody else, because I got a bill. I got a bill in the mail, and the bill was substantially more than I thought it was, because I was on a lot. And so I called Eric Crema, and I said, Eric, I got a problem. And he said, really? What's that? And I said, well, I got this bill sitting in front of me, and it's more than I've got in my bank account at the moment. And he said, oh, well, you know how this works, which is, I mean, they're a for-profit business as well. And we signed an agreement that said that they would give me the time and I would pay for the money. I'd pay for the time. And so he said, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to pull you off the air. And I said, well, can I do one more show? One more show so that I can say goodbye to everybody. And if you want the complete show, you can go to, you know, and I'm going to screw this up a lot because I've got so much going on, but positivetalkradio.net. You can go there and listen to part one or part two of the complete last show that I did. But I'm going to go, only going to give you a few snippets of the shows that I did. I don't suppose, Nathaniel, that you have listened to. Oh, did I say Nathaniel again? Gee whiz. It's early in the morning. I got to get used to this because I got to do Mondays at 9 now. sorry about that. Nathan, have you played any of the clips? Have you looked at them at all?
Just a little bit, but I did want to mention, too, if you were listening to Matt last month's show on Animal World when you hosted it, it was kind of a sneak peek of what's to come. Would you agree?
I would agree. I would agree because it's I've got a whole new group of people. We are because it's an hour rather than 2 or 3 hours. We have to jam everything in a real tight spiral, and we've got some things in the works that I think you're really going to enjoy. One of the ones that we did on the last show, and you'll have to go to positivetalkradio.net to view that or to listen to it. We did a segment that we're going to call Angels Among Us, and we are going to highlight groups and charities and people, individuals, that are doing extraordinary work in the community. And so we're calling that Angels Among Us. At that time, we had Beverly Graham on from Operation Sack Lunch. And she was also an artist and a performer. And so she was playing at Benaroya Hall that week. And so it really was dynamic. And but so we're going to return to that, as well as killer interviews and a lot of fun talk. And you're going to see in the next 2 hours what kind of operation and what kind of things that you can expect from Positive Talk Radio. So with that, why don't Nathan or Nathaniel, whoever you choose to be, I'm kidding. If you would like to, why don't we go ahead and take a break and then we'll come back. And then these are the reasons, the clips you're going to hear. These are the reasons why it's vital and important for me to come back to do more work on KKNW. And you'll hear that, so please stay with us. And you're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on KKNW, 1150 AM.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
wherever you go. Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It is Sunday, the 26th of September. And this is the last Sunday of the month, so that means that it's Positive Talk Sunday with Kevin McDonald, and that's me. And in the first hour, it's just you and me and Nathan. And we're talking about the resurrection of, I guess that's the right word, or the reintroduction or something or another of Positive Talk Radio to KKNW listeners. And it was going to be a really great time, and we're going to be here for a long time, that I can assure you. And we are going to grow with time, and there's a reason for that. And I need to explain to you the reason why I've chosen to come back. Number one, I'm not selling you anything. I'm not a psychic. I'm not an energy worker. I'm not a chiropractor. I don't do any of that stuff. What I do, though, is try and provide you with the best, absolutely the best content possible so that you can learn something, so that you can research stuff, so that you can grow your own life to where you would like it to be, which is why the new tagline that we're going to use is freedom from hate, division, and fear. Because I don't know about you, Nathan, but there seems to be right now in our society a level of hate, division, and fear that I, at the tender age of 64, have never seen. How about yourself?
It seems, I think it's always existed. It's just been really amplified in these few years.
It's been amplified by social media. It's been amplified by the differences. If you go to one news channel, you get a completely different news than you get from the other news channel and stuff. So nobody knows really what to do. If you wear a face mask, if you don't wear one, and please, 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 until COVID is over, wear the damn mask. It will help other people so that you don't, even if you're not sick and you're a carrier and you've been vaccinated and stuff, you can still make other people sick. So according to the CDC, so that's not me talking. That's what they're saying. So if you would please do. And so there are people that are the anti-vaxxers and the anti-maskers and everybody's so angry at one another. What we want to try and do with Positive Talk Radio is not only to talk positively, but to create a positive environment for you to, number one, hopefully be entertained. Number two, be educated. And number three, be inspired to act. If we can do those things together, because we're all the same, we're all one. And if we can do those things together, then we can live our lives and our children's lives, because we are at a crossroads right now. The crossroads that we're at is that, I don't even know if you noticed, but Nathan and I were talking 2 months ago, and it hadn't rained in a while. And then we talked a month later, and it still hadn't rained. And then it's now only now starting to rain again. Nathan, I've never seen a summer like this around here.
I don't think so either. And, of course, the heat, too, when we had that heat dome event, it's just beyond hot and beyond sunny.
Exactly. And, you know, it's nice to have, but at the same time, I was looking at, you know, but where I live, you got a clear view of Mount Rainier. Mm-hmm. And the clear view of Mount Rainier, I could see, it looked like the snow was gone from the base of Mount Rainier. I've never seen that before. And so our climate is changing. Everything about us is changing, and we need to work together to fix it. And we can't do that if we're in the middle of hating each other and being divisive and having a lot of fear, which leads into more hate. And so the premise of the show really is to provide something positive, hopefully, like I said, hopefully entertaining, that we can all enjoy each other. So going back in the mists of time, 18 years ago, I had a December. As a matter of fact, as of today, it's 17 years, 10 months, and 3 days. But who's counting? Since that show ended on KKNW. And the last show I was able to give nobody notice because I literally was told this would be my last show 2 hours before the show aired. And so I got to the station, I told the two people that I was working with, and there were a few tears, and there was a few, do we really, and so forth and so on. And then we got on the air, and I made the announcement at 11:30, and because we were on from 11 to 1. I made the announcement at 11:30, and then we proceeded to talk to Beverly from Operation Sack Lunch, and then the phones started to ring, and people started to call in. And so I held off until the top of the second hour. And Nathan, if you would play cut one, this is at the top of the hour, 18 years ago on Positive Talk. Dr. Anderson, how are you?
Oh, very fine today, Kevin. Thank you so much. What an honor to be here. Now, the last broadcast.
The last broadcast from KKNW. And the reason I wanted to have you on is that, well, first of all, we have Joan on the line, and we've had her waiting. So I'd like to talk to you in amongst calls and just kind of make it free-flowing, if that's all right with
We're
you.
We're here, yes.
All right, Joan, how are you?
Hi, Kevin.
How are things?
Fine. Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Great. I just want to thank you for being there and putting on such a wonderfully positive program. I look forward to it as often as I can, and I want you to know that I take care of a woman with who has Alzheimer's. Her name is Lynn, and she and I listen to you as often as we can, and every time you laugh, she says, "There he goes again." There he goes. Well, so you've put me in contact also with a community of like-minded people. I really, really appreciate your efforts. And I want to know how when to listen to you and where to listen to you on the dial.
I will be on Fridays on KLAY 1180 AM. If you live, the station doesn't really go north of Seattle very well. It goes to about downtown.
Downtown, okay.
Yeah, so where do you live?
I actually am in West Seattle. So
you may be able to pick it up there.
Maybe, and 11:80 at what time?
From 11 to 1 on Fridays.
11 to 1. I will certainly be a continuing listener.
I hope so. And please give Lynn a hug for me, would you?
Oh, I will. I will. She's sitting here smiling. She was so happy I was going to call you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Well, Lynn, I wish you much success and a long life, and feel good, my dear.
Okay. She's saying thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Okay.
Take care.
You have a great future.
Thank you. I will.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
And that was 18 years ago. I have used that particular call for the last 18 years to explain to people exactly. And if you've never done radio, if you've never been in a position like I have been fortunate enough to be in, to where you begin to recognize that your voice is being heard by people that you'll never meet. Your stories are being affected by people that you'll never know. And the impact that you can have, both either negatively or positively, can be amazing. And when you get an opportunity to reflect on this little lady that I'm sure she's long past now, but this little lady that had Alzheimer's, and there was fewer and fewer people that could reach her, and that they would turn on the show, and that had an impact in her life. And that all by itself made it imperative and necessary for me to come back, because I want to have that kind of impact. I want people to, and I've also been told this happened, that I've been told that people would take notes when Jerry Armour was on. He was our biochemist who had the Good Health Pantry down at the bottom of the hill. I've also been told that people would sit in their car because they didn't have an AM radio in their house and listen to the show when they got into their driveway because of the interview or what we were talking about, because it impacted them and it was necessary. And so that, by and large, by itself, is a reason that I decided that I needed to continue in broadcasting. That's why my independence report has become such a success. Over 40,000 downloads, and all that, all those kind of good numbers and stuff. But more importantly, the people who have listened, and the people that I've had on over time, it has impacted their life, and that's what really, and quite simply, that's why I do what I do, is because I want to help people and positively impact their life. When she did that, Nathan, when I found out that that was an Alzheimer's patient and she was listening every day, I almost started to cry right there on the air, because that means so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you nodded, but it's the impact that the positive impact that you can have if you have a forum such as this is so important. It really is. So let's just for fun play clip two.
I guess. I don't know what you're about to say. There are good stories and there are bad stories.
Well, you never know what I'm about to say. It's just the way it goes. Darla, I put out a call in February for someone who I could use some help with. And Darla answered the call. She's been a great help, executive producer for a period of time, has been a help in developing the show and putting it on. Without it, we would not be sitting here talking today. Darla, I just wanted to say thank you to you for being who you are and to helping keep the show on the air and making it happen.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I guess the reason I called is because I'm probably the only person who's not devastated today, as we talked about earlier. And the reason for that is because I believed in this project from the very beginning with all my heart. And I also believe in the process. And I feel very strongly that this is a very natural piece of the puzzle to pull back in order to blast forward. And because I can stand back and look at this from a different perspective now, I really feel like this is the best thing for you and the entire show and everybody involved. And so I just wanted to say that I'm very proud of you, and I think this is a powerful day, and you have the support from everybody. And I also believe that this was a little bit of a test to see how a program like this would be received, and I believe that everybody responded very positively to it.
I am actually just overwhelmed by the response that we're receiving today on our last broadcast. So it's a wonderful thing, and Darla, I couldn't do it without you. You're going to be an important part of the future for Positive Talk Radio, and I thank you for being part of it.
You're welcome, and I believe in you, so hang in there.
I will.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Take care, kid.
You too.
And that was the executive producer for a time. Her name is Darla. And that's true. I called her in February because I took on this project all by myself. I didn't have a staff. I didn't have an executive producer. I really had no earthly idea what I was doing. And Darla came along, and she helped me book the right kind of guests, helped me work to understand the best way to operate the program, and she was really very, very, very helpful. And unfortunately, you know, over time, 18 years have passed, I've lost contact with Darla and would love to get it back. And also, I mentioned earlier that in the recording that I went to KLAY in Tacoma, and that ended up being fairly short-lived as well. And that's when I had to really pull back from broadcasting in general, which, but as Darla says, and Darla could be a prophet, because she said sometimes you need to pull back to move forward. And so what I did, I ended up driving a bus for 12 years, which righted my financial ship and made it possible now that I'm 64. Will you still, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Nathan, what's that song from?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, no. Oh, really? That's it. No, he's gonna Google it. No, Paul McCartney wrote that. It was called "When I'm 64," and I just turned 64. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? And I never sang on the air before. That's interesting. So it's taken all these 18 years to be able to get myself back in order, to get everything right so that I can come back and I can do it the correct way. And I can, and that way I can stay forever. By the way, if you'd like to chime in, Positive Talk is coming back. We are going back to KKNW. If you have something you'd like to say about that, like, oh, crap, or something, you can by giving us a call, 425 373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Before we take our next break, Nathan, let's go ahead. By the way, I got to tell you again at the top of the hour, Lori Levine is going to be with us. She's written the book, bestseller, Call Me a Woman, Our Way to Equality and Peace. And that's coming up at 10 o'clock. But let's play clip three and then we'll go to break.
And let's go skipping merrily along and talk to Diane in Bainbridge Island. Diane, how are you?
I am well. And you, Kevin?
I am fabulous, thank you.
Well, you're doing very well. And I just want to tell you what your show and you have meant to me. I'm not a longtime listener, and I wish I was, because I'll never know what I missed. But the Dr. Nita, I loved her, Jerry Armour, Val John, Gary Zukov, George Nakata, who has become a wonderful friend of mine.
Oh, God.
All these people, if it hadn't been for you, I would have missed out on. Mm-hmm. And the things that I've learned, I just can't thank you enough. And I honor you, and I wish you well.
And I thank you very much. It's been a wonderful ride. It's going to continue.
It will. It will. I know it will.
And we will be back in the Seattle market in one way or another. Now, right now, as we said, KLAY in Tacoma on Fridays, we will be available.
Yeah.
And still doing it and doing our show there. And we'll probably do it on the internet, and we're going to do a look at some different things. So.
Good. Well, I'll be looking for you.
Thank you, Diane.
All right.
Have a great day.
Aloha.
And that was rather prophetic that she said that we would be back in the Seattle market, and she knew we would be, and she knew we would be. And that was one of the driving forces, and this has been something that is a long time in coming. And if you're just tuning in, what you were listening to, Diane, who was that was from 18 years ago. And all these people are, like me, are 18 years older. Some have passed on, I'm sure. But it was important then. And by the way, just so you know, the original Positive Talk Radio, which was on in 2003, I want to set the time frame for you. It was the beginning of the Iraq War. So in 2003, we were at war with Iraq, and as a matter of fact, I still have clips from shows because we were playing CNN at the top of the hour, and they would be a drum beat of death and destruction and all of that, and then we'd go into Positive Talk Radio. And so it was kind of an odd segue, but so there was a lot of hate there. Back then, there was a lot of hate. There was a lot of division. The conservative radio was going crazy. Everybody was. So there weren't very many, if any, programs like this one. Tony Ventrella said that. Michael Braden said that. Many of the folks that I had on, and I have had some incredible people, including Neil Donald Walsh and Gary Zukov and John Edward and a bunch of others. And they felt like this was unique and was necessary. Now, there's a lot more that have gone under the auspices of a Positive Talk station, but we were like the original one. And that's also why I'm coming back. So I am looking forward to Mondays at 9 and Wednesdays at 4. Write it down. And the first week, we're going to talk about the Monday show will be kind of like this one. We're going to talk about coming back. And Benny Mathers is the board op, and he's almost as good as Nathan. Not quite, but almost as good. And Eric Burris, who is... he'll be on the Wednesday show, and he'll be producing that, and he's nowhere near as good as either. No, I'm kidding. And so I got to tell you, all the guys that work at KKNW, all the producers, they are top notch. They just are really good. They're really good on air, and they make the show sound just terrific. So I'm really glad to be coming back. And it'll be great fun. So Nathan, let's go ahead and take our second break for the hour. And by the way, please listen to the advertising that Martha does. She vets all her advertisers. They're longtime advertisers. They're people that believe in the work that she's doing and love her audience. So please listen to them. And if you have a need for any of the products, think of them first, because the financial contribution that they make to the show keeps it on the air so that Martha can keep coming to you every week and bringing extraordinary things to you. So with that, we're going to take a break. This is Kevin McDonald on Positive Talk Radio, and we'll be right back. Right after.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the last Sunday of the month. That means that it's Positive Talk with Kevin McDonald. And the announcement that I made earlier, and I'll make it again right now, is that Positive Talk Radio is coming back to KKNW live and in color, which might not be such a good thing, but live and in color. And that's going to be, our show is going to air on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So we get the opportunity to work with both Benny in the morning and Eric in the afternoon, and we'll have lots of guests. And one of the segments that we're going to do that I'm kind of excited about is going to be called Northwest Journeys. And that's going to be a little 15-minute segment that we are going to feature that will talk to people about what's going on in the community, in the Northwest community, great things to do, great places to visit. The first one, we're going to talk about the Ballard Locks and what it's like to go there and to see and then to have a good time at the Ballard Locks. And so that's the first one that we are going to do. And so the shows are going to be tight. We're going to have interview segments and of some really cool people on doing interviews, and real positive, real instructive, real inspirational people. And just like we're going to have in our second hour today is Call Me a Woman. Her name is Lori Levine, and she's written the book Call Me a Woman, Our Way to Equality and Peace. She was on My Independence Report. She did such a fabulous job, and she's a best-selling author that we wanted to have her talk about that. And then a gentleman I haven't had the opportunity to meet yet, and I'm really excited about this, is Paul Draper. He is a Paul Draper is a mentalist and a mind reader, and he is known all over the world. As a matter of fact, he almost couldn't make this show because he said, I've got a conflict because I've got I'll be in a room with 5,000 people, and he's going to do an MC, and it's like, holy mackerel, this guy's good. So he's been doing a lot of stuff. Nathan, did we get a phone call? No? Okay. So I'm going to say,
I mean, I got a phone call, but
oh, that was nice. You care to share? No. So what we're doing this hour is we are playing clips from the very last Positive Talk show that was in 2003. And so this is clip 4, and this is a young man that worked with us for a little bit of time, and I just wanted you to hear what he had to say.
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Hey, no problem, Kevin. I don't really have a lot to say except that I'm sorry to hear that you're leaving, and the time that I was with you, I enjoyed, and I've listened to you ever since.
Well, and, thank you, buddy.
I've gotten a lot of people to listen to you, and the nice thing about you, Kevin, and not everybody out there that listens will call because they're shy, like you said earlier, and not everybody knows you, but truly everybody, what you hear on the radio is what he really is in real life. And I know a lot of people in radio. A lot.
Yeah, your email has radio in it.
That's right. And I can tell you that, really, Kevin, you really are one of the most down-to-earth, genuine people that is in radio. Absolutely. And I think if there's anything that anybody can do, including myself, to get you back, to get you to stay, I think that would be wonderful because you certainly have the best message out there to give.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. It's a combination of economics as well as necessity that causes this departure. Now, we will, again, it's my dream to do this, and who knew that going from selling dead dismembered chicken to being a district sales manager for a food company that I actually could do a little bit of radio. But it's been people, Steve, it's people like you that drive me because you are a genuine person, and we can help each other achieve great things if we work together on this planet. And that's really is the message that we want to get out for folks.
Well, thank you. And you definitely have given me the drive as well, Kevin. You're a radio guy, and I've been wanting to do radio since I was 15 and only done a little bit of radio in my time. But, yeah, you're definitely an inspiration to me.
Do not compromise your dream.
No, I actually left that one job and moving onward, and I've just decided I've had enough of this, and it's time to make life better, just like what everybody's going to do.
And like Dr. Earl Anderson, at the age of 30, decided that he was going to make a difference and to help people, and he's doing it, and he's living it, and we're very appreciative of it.
Well, everybody out there listening, I'm sure that they all appreciate you too, Kevin, and everybody will, I'm sure, be looking for you again. And as soon as you get back out there, Kevin, I will help you put an ad in the paper so that everybody knows you're out there again.
Thank you,
Yay,
buddy.
Thanks.
Yay.
I appreciate it. And like that famous governor of California said, I'll be back.
Well, good, good. We'll be looking forward to it, Kevin. And you guys, Eric, you have done a fabulous job. And the girls, the new girls with you, obviously have done a great job as well. So the best to everybody.
They're wonderful. And if you would like to talk to Nicole and Kristen, they are wonderful people, and they'd love to
work for you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks,
yeah, you
Stephen.
Take care, you guys.
We
Thank
will.
You.
And that was a young man that he's now 18 years later. So what would he be? He's in his 30s. He's about the age that I was when I first started Positive Talk Radio. So he is an older kid. Now we're going to run out of time, so I want to make sure that I play these last two clips, and then we'll come right back. So Nathan, this would be clip 6, I believe.
Nicole, this is something.
It is something, and you know, I'm a person that never gives up hope, and I'm hoping that there is an angel that is going to sweep in at the last moment and save us. I mean, we've been trying to bring angels to the airwaves, and I know that there are millions of angels out there, and I just, even if we go off the air today and you continue on Fridays, that at least the vision is still alive, and, you know, if it's meant to be, it will continue, and I think that it is definitely meant to be. This kind of program needs to continue, and so I think we will all do whatever we can to make sure that it does continue.
Amen, sister. Amen, sister. I'd like to talk to Alicia in Bainbridge Island. Alicia?
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Stay the course.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, well, I know you will. I wanted to tell you that when I heard your news, I was sitting on the floor with my 5-year-old looking at a pile of books that I ordered because of your show. So you have influenced my life marvelously, and there is so deeply, deeply, deeply a place for what you do. And I was the person who won the free seminar this weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
The boundaries.
Yes.
So I love you dearly, but not just because you're doing wonderful work. It's necessary work. So
I truly believe that.
I do, too. And now I have to go because my 5-year-old is calling me from the bathroom.
Uh-oh. I've been there. I don't want to go there again.
Mother's always on the run.
I can't wait till we're totally on our own with this part of yes, the bathroom stuff. I love you.
I love you, too.
Didn't want to do bathroom talk on the air. Bye.
Hey, take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, I get a giggle every time that I hear that. She's a marvelous soul. And again, this is somebody that I did not know. I had no idea that we were having the type of impact that we had with her. And this next clip that I want to play is very near and dear to my heart because this young lady was going through a tremendous amount of physical problems. She'd had breast cancer. She'd had surgery to correct that, and she was not doing well. And so, Nathan, let's play this last clip.
And I appreciate everybody. Are the phone lines clear, sir? Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Christina.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Christina. How Hi. Are you?
Oh, fine, fine. I'm sorry to hear.
Well, it's
But part I understand,
of the,
yes.
Yeah, it's part of the growth yeah. process.
Well, Michael called me on the phone, and he said, "Are you listening to Kevin's show? You got to call in." So,
yeah. Well,
but, you know, I wanted to say that if it wasn't for you and your initial contact of sending me to Jerry at the health food store and, you know, other contacts you've had, I wouldn't be on my, sorry, on the road to better health. I mean, you know the problems I've had.
I know. I know.
And it's just been, I'm doing a lot better. I've really gotten motivated to take better care of myself and be proactive.
You know, you have no idea what that means to me, and I thank you so much for it, Christina. Unfortunately, you know what they're going to do to me now? They're yeah. going to kick me off.
Oh. I wanted to tell you I'm very thankful, and I owe you a really big hug next time I see you.
And it will be soon.
Okay.
You take care.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. And for everyone that's listening, hey, do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for somebody else. Be positive. Life is good. It will continue.
Kevin, I want to say it's been a pleasure working with you this year. You're a class act. And best of luck to you in all your endeavors in the future.
Thank you very much, sir. And we will run across each other again.
And we are running across each other again every Wednesday at 4 because Positive Talk is coming back to KKNW. We will be there at 11 or at 9 o'clock on Monday and 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. Nathan, that was Eric Burris. What do you think?
He still does that little hand clap while he's talking. I can tell you that.
Yeah, yes, he does. He was with me virtually every day of that entire 11 month run, actually, and we did 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and there were some others that I could have played as well, but I figured I'd run out of time, and I just wanted to thank everybody that was listening 18 years ago. I hope that we will gather some new listeners that weren't there then, that will appreciate what we're trying to accomplish, because it really does it. You have no idea what it does to your heart when you have people talking to you that you may not have ever met, nor will you meet, but you have had a positive impact in their lives because of some of the people that you've brought to the airwaves for them. And that's really is the mission, and that's where we're going to continue. It's really is important. As a matter of fact, it is growing because I'm now going to have two different podcast channels as well as a radio show. So my independence report will continue. That's got over 380 episodes. Positive Talk, the podcast is going to, and you can go to positivetalkradio.net or myindependencereport.com, and you can touch bases with either of those things, and you can see what kind of work that we do and what we're all about. My Independence Report's got some wonderful musicians and some artists and also some great content, including our guest in the next hour, who is Lori Levine, and the book that she's written, a number one bestseller, is Call Me a Woman, Our Way to Equality and Peace. So, Nathan, I got to ask you, so as listening to all of that, what do you think of all of that? Does that make your heart warm?
It does, and I was especially thinking about during the pandemic how some people, when they got shut in or, you know, had to stay home and isolate, one thing they really miss is people around them talking and hearing conversation. And that's something that the radio has been a really good benefit for, is you can just turn it on and you have like that conversation around you, and it helps you feel more uplifted during maybe hard times. And it'll be really great to have your show back on the air to be another contributor of that.
Well, I'm you know, I was looking at the stable of folks recently, and there's some really, really, really good shows on KKNW these days, and I'm really looking forward to being part of that. It really is a phenomenal thing to be able to come back, and I've got some good people surrounding me, and we intend to take this to the next level and to make it very special again. And I know that with your support and with your help, that we can do that. So again, just because I have to, the show airs on 9 o'clock in the morning on Mondays, and this starts October 4th. So not this week, but the following week, and then on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Benny's going to engineer the show on Monday, and Eric will do it on Wednesday, and we're going to have segments like Angels Among Us, Northwest Journeys. We're going to talk about the Northwest, various things to go do, because I believe I used to travel the country. This is, without a doubt, the best place in the world to live today, and we're gonna highlight some of that. It's all gonna be really positive. We're really looking forward to all of it. And now coming up next again is Lori Levine, and it's Call Me a Woman, Our Way to Equality and Peace. We need to take a break for the top of the hour, and also Martha does something at the top of the hour, and also the Love Train. So we'll be back for the second hour in just a little bit. So Nathan, take it away.
And to help energize this Love Train, we're going to bring on the Yogi Energization Prayer that Martha energizes it up with and charges it up, gets it ready to roll. So after we get that going, we'll play the Love Train after these few messages. And that's your time to dance and share your love around the world. And remember, when you do that, it will make a difference in helping this world become a better place. So here we go.
Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Via the Love Train.
Yeah.
is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're excited to tell you about our changes. Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Friday at our usual time, 7 to 8 a.m., right here on KKNW.
We'll continue to bring you the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge from natural health to spiritual growth.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m.